According to the New Zealand Initiative's Executive Director, Oliver Hartwich, the new Labour New Zealand First government needs to take a page out of the Swiss style of government, and he joins me now. Why should we?
Well, because Switzerland is one of the most successful countries on the planet. To give you just two figures, in 1960, Swiss GDP per capita was 4% below New Zealand's. Today, they are twice as rich as us. So that was enough of a motivation for us to organize a trip to Switzerland to figure out what are the key factors behind the Swiss success story.
What are they?
Well, we identified a few. First of all, Switzerland is a very devolved country. So in Switzerland, and keep in mind, it's a country the size of Canterbury with 8 million people, they have 2,300 councils and 26 cantons. Just by comparison, New Zealand, of course, has 78 councils only. And what might sound at first like madness, because why would you have so many different governments in one small country? What we found on the ground was actually that this system works remarkably well, because a lot of the policy stuff that happens here at a central level in New Zealand happens in New Zealand on the ground, much closer to the people who are affected by decisions, and therefore we think this is a real strength of the Swiss system. The other factor we found was a very flexible labor market. So in Switzerland, you are free to enter into employment contracts and you can finish them again. And everybody seems to be happy with that. And even when the people are asked in referenda whether they would like to keep the system the way it is, they say, yes, we're very happy because actually it has kept unemployment very low and it is providing good opportunities for companies, but also for employees alike. And the third factor, which we found really, really impressive, was the dual education system. So in Switzerland, you have one of the world's best university systems, of course. You have ETH Zurich, you have top-class universities, and yet only 20% of Swiss school leavers opt to go to university, and the remaining 80% go into what they call the dual education system. Now, dual education means that school leavers join a company, spend 2 or 3 days a week in the company, and the remaining time at school for further education. They do that for 3 or 4 years. They're learning all sorts of different jobs in it, both on the blue-collar side and the white-collar side of the labor market. And after these 3 or 4 years, they are theoretically qualified through further schooling. They are practically qualified through time spent on the job, and they're imminently employable, and they earn decent money. And if you combine all of these different aspects of the Swiss system, you get the recipe for a very successful economy, for a very successful country. And we think New Zealand could learn a thing or two from the Swiss.
In terms of the number of councils, how difficult is it for a small country to have so many councils? I mean, you drive along, you've got one set of rules here, you go over this imaginary border, you've got another one, then another one just down the road. That must be very difficult to enforce.
It's quite the opposite, actually. The diversity of different councils actually enables bottom-up decision-making. And also it enables competition, because if you are a citizen of Switzerland, you're living in one council and you're unhappy with what your council does, you have not just a theoretical option, but a practical option of just moving basically down the road a few kilometers away, and you get a different council with different taxes and different rules. And therefore these councils, by having all of this devolution, in much more competition with each other than you would find council competition in New Zealand, and therefore you get better results. So these councils treat their citizens not just as some kind of nuisance, but they treat them as customers, as taxpayers, and therefore they're trying to be good to them. And what we see then practically in Switzerland is that business development, residential development, tourism development all work better, because there's always something in it for councils, because in the end you have 3 different income taxes in Switzerland. You have an income tax, of course, paid to the national government, just as we have a national income tax here, but you also have income taxes going straight to councils and cantons. And therefore, the cantons know if they are doing the right kinds of policies, they will attract taxpayers and they will grow their tax base. And therefore, they're trying to do the right things as policies. They're trying to be good to you as a citizen and as a business in the area.
Sounds like capitalism to me.
It's the council equivalent of a market economy. Yes, absolutely. And it works.
And yet, we're saying capitalism is not working for New Zealand.
Well, capitalism is not working for New Zealand in the housing market, because we've got too many rules and regulations standing in its way. The market cannot deliver the houses that the country needs because we've got the Resource Management Act. The market doesn't deliver the houses that the country needs because we have, unfortunately, insufficient ways of financing local government infrastructure. So, yes, capitalism cannot deliver housing. Capitalism cannot solve our housing market in New Zealand because we simply don't allow it to work.
How does the new $1 billion fund for regions stack up with the Swiss Regional Economic Development Scheme?
Well, In Switzerland, of course, you would have all the incentives you need as a council to develop your area through the tax system. So a council that manages to grow its local economy would generate more taxes, more income taxes from people and from businesses. And therefore, they would have every incentive to make sure that the economy works and develops further. In New Zealand, what we're now trying with this $1 billion fund is something slightly different. We are trying to just subsidize a few schemes here and there in order to encourage councils to go for growth. But that's a much more centrally planned way of creating development rather than this decentralized version of Switzerland where the incentive structure is just there for councils to do the right things. I think it is much more preferable to leave it to councils to decide on their policy settings and then reap the rewards through taxation than to have a central government department basically giving out grants to the rest of the country.
All right, so you've been over there, you've checked out their systems. What are you doing with all this knowledge?
Well, we're promoting it. I mean, we took about 25% of New Zealand GDP with us on the trip because we had the country's leading business leaders, CEOs and chairs of large New Zealand companies, and they are individually now talking to political decision makers and sharing their experiences and learnings. And of course, this blends right into the initiative's research program because for years we've been explaining how a more devolved system would work better for New Zealand and how we could create better growth opportunities with a more devolved and competitive local government sector.
It's all good and well taking business leaders with you, but is the new government going to listen?
I think they will, because if you're looking at all the parties involved in the new government, you can find that they are philosophically very close to what Switzerland has to offer in some ways. All the parties that we now have in the coalition government are, in theory at least, in favor of devolution, of subsidiarity, of localism. The Labour Party is a party that believes in bottom-up decision-making, so does the Green Party, and New Zealand First, of course, is a party that cares deeply about regional development and cares about the regions. So if you take their philosophical underpinnings together, what you get is actually not too dissimilar to what Switzerland has to offer. So I think what we found in Switzerland should appeal to all parties, Labour, the Greens and New Zealand First.
New Zealand Initiative's Executive Director, Oliver Hadvich, thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you.